In bucolic Chapel Hill, North Carolina today, there is grief, disbelief, and a deep suspicion that three Muslim students shot to death last night in an apartment near the University of North Carolina campus were targeted for their religion. The hashtag Muslim Lives Matter went viral overnight. The dead are 23-year-old Dia Barakat, a dental student at UNC, his wife, 21-year-old Yusor Absala, who was planning to start at the dental school in the fall, and her sister, 19-year-old Razan Abu Salah, a sophomore at North Carolina State University. Police say a preliminary investigation indicates the murders may have been over an ongoing parking dispute, but many, including the sister's father, are saying they believe it was a hate crime. Jorge Valencia is covering the story for Here and Now contributing station WUNC. He's with us now. And Jorge, we want to ask you more about what police are saying, but meanwhile, how is the community responding?
Well, people are very upset. I mean, this story has already had ripple effects all over the country and all over the world. But the tone that we've got here is that people are in shock because they feel that the two of the victims, they're an exemplary couple. The two families that the three victims came from were also exemplary families in their community. Mm. So people, as you might expect, are just simply in a state of shock.
Right. Well, tell us more about the married couple and the sister. The married couple seemed, dental students or dental volunteers. Mm. Tell us more.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Dia Barakat, he's 23 years old. He's a dental student right now. And, just to give you an example of the type of community work that he does is that, so he's a dental student, he's Syrian American, and he had plans to go later on this year on a trip to Turkey with other dental students or dental professionals to help out Syrian refugees there. So that gives you a glimpse of the type of activities that he was involved in.
There's also a Facebook post showing him handing out dental supplies to homeless people downtown Durham.
Yeah.
And his wife, at least according to LinkedIn, also volunteered with a local dental clinic. She was planning to become a dental student. The sister, as you said, also attending college. And this is an area, Chapel Hill, that certainly has its incidents, but this would seem pretty percussive in that area.
Absolutely. I mean, especially in the neighborhood where they lived in. I mean, this neighborhood is this just loop that's lined with condos that for the most part are for rent. And most of the people who live there are graduate students. I mean, people who are doing dental students like Dia was, medical students, law students. And mixed in with that, you've got retirees. So this is a neighborhood that's just completely quiet. I mean, at the most, you would see people walking their dogs or maybe people out for a run.
Yeah.
But this is a very, very calm place.
Well, you were at the courthouse earlier today. The suspect, Craig Stephen Hicks, we understand, turned himself into police. He was charged with three counts of first-degree murder. What more do we know about him?
Well, we know a little bit from conversations. One of my colleagues, Rima Krace, has been out in the field reporting. She's been talking to friends and family of the victims. And the story that we've gotten so far, the picture is that apparently Craig Hicks had an ongoing dispute with Dia and Yusor, his neighbors, and it was over parking. That's what they've told us so far. So, I mean, that's what we know. And then after this incident last night, he turned himself into authorities, and now he was held here in Durham County Jail, and he's being held without bond.
Well, and your chief of police there has responded to the outcry, especially online, that this was motivated by the victim's religion. I'm reading a statement from the chief. He says, "We understand the concerns about the possibility that this was hate-motivated. We'll exhaust every lead to determine if that's the case." What are people saying who think it's the case?
People here in the community here, people who knew them, people who knew of them, and people all over the world are talking about this. And, I mean, the picture that they're seeing is that there's a man who he'd gone on Facebook and he'd written extensively about how he was an atheist and he felt strongly about that.
This is Mr. Hicks.
Mr. Hicks. And then he killed the three of his neighbors who were Muslim, two of whom were young women who wore hijabs. So the picture that they're seeing is that there's an atheist who killed three Muslims. So the question that people are asking is, what if it had been the other way around? What if the suspected perpetrator had been a Muslim man who'd killed three people who were, let's say, Christians? So people are very upset about that because, I mean, people believe that they want it to be taken seriously because, I mean, right now the Chapel Hill police has said that they think that this was over a parking space. people are saying, well, hang on a second. Maybe it was about a lot more than a parking space. Yeah. So people, I mean, just want to make sure that there isn't like a double standard here. I was looking at the thousands of tweets that are going out about this morning. And somebody was just like pointing out, almost sarcastically demanding that all atheists apologize for this. Because if it had been the other way around, then people perhaps would be asking for that too.
Hmm. So a tragedy in Chapel Hill is reverberating worldwide. The story will continue to follow. Jorge Valencia with Here and Now contributing station WUNC. Thank you.
You're welcome.